Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. We are going to study today the halachas that relate to a mourner leaving the house. This is Simon Reish Yodalad 214 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It is a short topic. Today we're going to look at just simply nine questions. May a mourner leave the house during the first 7 days? The answer is no. A mourner should not leave the house during the first 7 days. Why not? The Trumas edition relates that it's distracting from the Avelos. But if you go back to the Gemara in Brachos actually describes that the Avel is one of the four people who needs shimur, needs guarding. It's considered a time of judgment for them, and therefore they should not leave unaccompanied. If the Avel needs to travel to and from the Beis Avel, so they're staying at they're sitting shiv in a place which is not their own home, and they cannot stay there, they should be accompanied. Somebody else should drive them. They should not be traveling alone. What exceptions allow a mourner to leave the house even on the first day or during the shiva? So if the death occurs in his family, or even a stranger dies and there's not enough people to make the funeral or the burial, he may go to participate. It's very unusual today, but if that would be the case, that they would be allowed to participate in the other funeral to help, because that's considered a meis mitzvah, a death which has no one to take care of it. Another thing is if they are summoned by the authorities, let's say they have a court date, or they have to appear in front of the police, they may leave the shiva. And also, if you must attend something urgent to avoid great financial losses, then he may leave, but he must put dirt in his shoes, meaning even though he's wearing shoes, he's still feeling the discomfort of Avelos. May a mourner go to the shul to daven during the shiva? So generally speaking, no. He should not leave to pray in the shul except on Shabbos, which is why we make a minyan in the Beis HaAvel. What if the mourner cannot gather a minyan at their house? So if there's no minyan, and there is a nearby minyan in the neighborhood, he may go there to avoid davening alone in that case, if there's no alternative. May a mourner attend his son's circumcision? So the answer is yes. An avel may go to the shul for his own son's bris, even during the first days of mourning, 3 days of mourning. May a mourner leave to serve as a sandek or a moil during the first 3 days? So no. If the mourner is asked to do a bris or to hold a baby, he may not do it during the first 3 days. But after the first 3 days, he should daven at home, and when the infant is brought to the shul or for the bris milah, he can go there to the shul to be the moil or the sandek. What if there's no other moil in the city? So then in that case, he may go even on the first day of mourning to perform the bris milah, because he is it. There is no other alternative. And that obviously referring to a very small town situation where there is no alternatives. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.